Andy.
Hey, Andy, this is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All right, doing all right. I just finished reading through the contract.
Sunny California.
It's like 80 degrees out, no humidity though, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, I don't think I like it.
You don't think you like it there?
Like 80 degrees out. I don't think I like you, because it's 80 degrees out with about 100% humidity out in Brooklyn, so.
Yeah, it's nice, but if it's any consolation, I'm stuck in an office just like you.
Yeah, on the bright side, I have actually a window on top of my head, so I can actually tell when the sun is out nowadays.
Yeah, that's nice, that's nice. I'm also stoked because I'm a dog sitter part-time, so I'm going to head home for lunch and walk some dogs, so that'll be all right, that'll be okay.
I hear that. You don't have any of your own?
No, my girlfriend and I, we live together. We dog sit in order to save up money so we can travel the world and stuff, so I told her she wants a dog. I'm like, I don't want to pay for it. It's a liability right now in our position, so let's just... She said, all right, let's become dog sitters.
I heard that. Yeah. It's almost like the fun of having it, just you don't have to pay for anything.
Exactly. You get paid to hang out, and then like by the end of the dog sitting experience, you're just kind of like, yeah, I'm glad I don't have a dog. At least for right now, you know, we're able to choose our breeds that we like and learn a lot about dogs by doing this job, so it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yep,
right,
yep.
So I'm assuming you didn't call me to talk about dogs or the weather in San Diego.
No.
Questions regarding our ISO agreement and our process.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, those other two things are nice, but I just had a few questions on the contract. It's pretty dense. I printed it all out, and I was like, damn. But, yeah, I got through it, skimmed and read in detail some stuff, and wanted to go over a few questions I had and whatnot. So, real quick, I'm gonna just kind of
open up a contract so I can see what you're referring to, or
yeah,
try to wing it because
I think that getting a contract out would be helpful. There's probably gonna be 75% of my questions are just gonna be shotgun quick answers, but I may need some help on finding sections in the contract.
Okay, so let me pull up our ISO agreement. Hang tight. But you don't like getting 19-page ISO agreements? Why not?
Oh, I don't know. It's like very, very, you know, exciting literature and all, but just a bit much. But it's
so,
no problem.
What's up?
So I'm going to start off with kind of just the easy questions, I suppose. I was reading through it. I just want to confirm that when we renew, we get 100% of our same commission on the origination.
So just this becomes a little bit tricky. So just so I can clarify, we have in the past run promotions where, like, we're actually running right now. We're running a promotion grid till the end of July. If that promotion grid, I will not be able to pay you the exact same offer. However, I will give you what that pays. You get 100% of the commission that is being paid at that factory. So, for example, if you close a 145 with me before, till the end of the month, I'm paying 11 points. However, typically, if you were to ever close a 145 with me, you'd be getting 10 points. So if we fund the deal, let's say, next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get 11 points at a 145. The deal's up for renewal. If the company does not roll out a promotion for me to offer to you, the 145 will pay 10 points. It's not paying you from the commission, it's just that the commission at that time is no longer the same as it was when you funded the first one. But if the commission is 10 points at a 145, yes, you get 100% of the commission. I do not take anything off those.
All right. And this is more just of the quick... Yeah, no, it does. We'll probably go through an example in some of my later questions, but for the most part, it does. This is just a quick reassurance here. As far as contacting the customers, the only time New Era would contact is like after we have signed docs in and a merchant interview is being done, correct?
Yeah, or sometimes we do a merchant interview when we do, like, we never really do it before contracts are back. So there may be a merchant interview and there may be a actual funding call, or a lot of times they're done at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, they're done at the same time. Sometimes we do split them, depending on which underwriters get the file, may have someone else call.
Mm-hmm.
At any of your leads. You spend a lot of money on them. If we approve it, we're going to do our best to fund it with you.
Mm-hmm.
If we decline it, it's yours. We walk away from it. There
mm-hmm.
is one other instance, which I prefer not to really talk about, where we do reach out to the customer, is when they stop calling in.
They stop making payments.
Sure, we're going to be calling them.
Yeah, but...
If the payment bounced or we get a stop payment, we will be on the phone with the merchant. 100%.
All right, cool. But other than that, we'll be doing the majority, all the communication. You know,
for
example,
deals. Like we don't close the deals either. Like there are some ISOs who have asked us to, and we say, you know, it's not our files. If you really, really need us to, I actually had an assistant that was doing it. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't unfortunately have the time to actually call your merchants and close the file.
Yeah, you know.
At that point, we don't.
The example I was thinking of is, like, when I first started working with IOU, they would send us an approval, and then, like, if we didn't respond to that approval or say, like, oh, thanks for the approval, then they'd send the same approval the next day saying, hey, this is our second time trying to contact you. If you don't get back to us, like, we're going to call the customer and tell them their approval. And I was like, fuck that. Like, no way.
No,
you know?
No. That does
cool.
not happen here. Absolutely
cool.
not.
All right, cool. I know. I was like, how is this policy for you guys? Like, anyways. So that's what I was wondering. All right.
So listen, you're running an ISO shop. You have to protect your ass and your assets.
Exactly.
You acquired a lead, paid for it. You know, you don't want anyone screwing around with it.
Absolutely. So after, let's say we fund a loan and then it terms. Once the loan terms, how long does Cardiff own that file? Is it 30 days and then another ISO can submit, or how does that policy work?
Okay, so in regards to any advances that were funded for you guys, hold on a second. Give me 1 second. I apologize.
No problem.
I forgot to attach something, and now people are getting mad at me.
Mm-hmm. I know the feeling.
1 second. Yeah. Brothers. I forgot to attach a void check for a package. That doesn't go that well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe once a deal, once an advance is given, the advance is paid off. That file, to my knowledge, and I'm not sure if this is actually in the ISO agreement. That file is yours for 30 days after it closes. I don't believe. That it's shorter than that. You know,
yeah.
There's a very good chance. I believe they wanted to put it in this in the agreement. I don't know if you read about it. Non-exclusivity.
I wasn't sure if I found it.
Here, hold on. Actually, I think it's in section 10.
Yeah, that was, I think, the section that I was curious about.
Have rights to it for 9 days, I believe. I can be misreading it, but
yeah. Okay. Any else?
Sales agent or renewal commission in accordance with the provisions of Schedule A. If any enters into a funding agreement with any merchant with which it had a funding in effective within 90 calendar days prior to the current funding agreement. So long as the merchant has not been referred to NEL by another sales agent that is due a commission for that, subject provisions.
Okay, yeah, that was the section that I got that question from, so.
Okay, so actually that is saying that if we renew it on our own within 90 days, you get paid a commission, unless it's sent in by another ISO. I don't see, hold on a second. Because it's because it actually refers to 11C, I think, or 11A. I don't even pay renewal commission. That's in regards to termination. I don't believe. Okay, so it actually is not a definitive exclusivity option in the ISO agreement. What it does allude to is that if we renew it, which we don't have a sales team to, within 90 days of one of your, you know, deals coming in and getting funded, got paid off, you get full rights to it. If another ISO, however, sends it in, from my experiences and what I've told other ISOs in the past is, you know, I try to keep a 30-day exclusivity.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
But there's no official rule on the exclusivity of a deal when it comes to after a loan's termed? It's just kind of up to, like, you?
Well, yeah. Pretty much there's only myself. There is Irina. There aren't many options here. So Irina and I work side by side. I kind of manage her as well.
Okay.
So we've been doing the 30 days. That's
all right.
What we want. I actually don't see it in the ISO agreement.
Okay. Irkidoke. So you had mentioned yesterday that there's a small fee for us when we participate on deals, a 3% fee of the total that we put in. Is that right?
So you're saying in regards to syndication?
Yeah, because that's something we're very interested in, so I'll probably need...
So to my knowledge, I don't know what they do for all the ISOs, but what I do and what most of my ISOs, I pay 5% management fee. I do not pay 3%, I'm being honest with you.
5% management fee?
Yes.
Okay. So if we give you $10,000, then you'll have to take $500 out of that.
All right. So it's not, so it doesn't break down that way. It's broken down very, very differently. Give me a second. So if you, for example, took, so there was a, of course, I pick a, I click on a deal that is not an open loan. So let's just, okay, so let's say there's a deal, we're doing it at a, you know, 140, $10,000. You guys say we want to take 10%. What actually happens is we actually charge all fees up front. So when we actually would need the money from you to move forward, the actual amount we would need is $1,150.
Mm-hmm.
You would then debit $1,150. Your payout will then go ahead and be $1,400 on top of that. But that does include the 5%, you know, management fee. And just so you understand, I'm sure you guys are familiar as syndicators, you are paying your percentage of your deal. You're paying what would normally be a, you know, 10-point commission. You would be paying $100 of that because you are now 10% owner of the deal. So it's actually $50 on the management fee plus 100 plus 100 on the actual commission. Your total fees are 150, and you're going to be making 350 on the deal. I'm sorry, 250 on the deal is the total profit. So it's actually a flat 25% on that.
Okay. My question now is about the process for when we do decide we want to participate on a deal. Let's say, you know, we got a few steps pending, or do we need to transfer you our participation amount prior to the deal funding? Or do we have a grace period after it funds?
So the way syndication works here is the first deals, because there is unfortunately a relationship between our two companies, is that we will request that the funds be wired in on the first three deals. And we actually won't fund them until we actually have the funds in the account. After that, we can ACH you like they do to everyone else. I mean, my account gets ACH for every deal that I fund. So whenever I'm syndicating, I just get the email letting me know the following is going to be ACH tomorrow from your account for the following deals that you're going to be in.
Uh-huh.
That's how we run it. Is that something that wouldn't work for you guys? I mean, do you guys want to be sending it?
Well, this is how... So, IBIS and MCC are two companies, and they work side by side, and they're the companies that we participate with the most. And so I'll tell you how their process works, and you can tell me if it's the same. Well, how it goes is, before deal funds, we need to say we want to participate 5K, like, you know, 5% on the deal or 5K on the deal, whatever it might be. And then they send, and then we wire them the money. But that wire needs to drop before the deal funds. If the deal funds, we're not allowed to participate anymore. So it sounds like we need to make that request, and then you guys will hold off.
The first three.
Okay.
I'm sorry? So for the first three, we won't release the funds until we receive the wire. Afterwards, mm-hmm. we will let you, you tell us, hey, you know, we want to participate, like, you know, for example, on, you know, on a deal that is, that's 10,000, you want to take 5,000 of it, you're going to be taking 50%. Now, I hope you also keep in mind, it's not really 5,000. It's actually going to be 5,750.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's the management fee and the commission. Now, your RTR is going to be 1250. I'm sorry, your ROI, excuse me, is going to be 1250. So you're making money, you know, a nice amount.
Mm-hmm.
But that being the case, we will, you will get the email. You let us know before we fund. We cannot add you afterwards.
Okay.
That we have the same policy. We cannot go back.
Because okay.
it's set up with the bank. The bank already knows who to pull. If you're not in it, someone else took that position. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's the head underwriter, sometimes it's my boss, sometimes it's the controller. Someone in the in-house is going to be taking that missing percentage, and as a result, it's not available to be taken later.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I was hoping you could now kind of go to the commission section of the contract. I'm looking at the commission grid in Appendix A. And I'm just a little bit
link with the TBD, by
TBD, yeah, so I'm a little bit confused about that.
So what happened was, is because we run promotions, we can't give you a fixed amount in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we, and that's why they're all blank. There's no one, you know, factor rate that has an actual commission in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is for the very simple reason is, like, for example, we're running a promotion out. I have an extra point to offer to you. And if you locked in per se to the ISO agreement, you know, because we're going to say 145 is going to pay you 10 points, and all of a sudden, you know, right now I have the promotion, in theory, there's, you know, I should be abiding by our ISO agreement and not be paying you that 11. However, I want to be realistic and, you know, not have any issues. So after discussing it with our in-house attorneys, he told us to just leave it all TBD. That way, when you run promotions, you can pay more.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his reason for doing it.
Mm-hmm. So let me just kind of talk through this grid, and you can tell me where I'm right and wrong. So we'll be sending over, you know, files, various credit levels and banking, bank statements levels, and we will get one of these buy rates here on this appendix and a certain term, and then the full points that we can add will be stated there. It's like, hey, look, you got a 128. This is a great deal. Or how does that?
So when we make offers, we actually, the buy rate, system, which you may have at like a few other places, saying, hey, you know, so when we make an offer, just so you know, we're going to
mm-hmm.
make an offer with the amount of days and the offer amount.
Mm-hmm.
We will never dictate the rate because we will want you to, you know, you guys know the customer. You guys
mm-hmm.
know what's going to be, you know, what it's going to take to close them. Now, the grid that we're sending you is applicable to all deal lengths. You know, we can give you 100-day approval. Hey, this is not going to close at 100 days. We can then up it to 110, sometimes 120, or we can give you 120-day approval, and you're like, hey, this is not going to cut at 120. I need another 5-10 days, and I can get it closed at, like, you know, at a 140, at a 145. Whatever you're looking to make commission-wise will stay the same regardless of the length of the deal.
Okay. I think after, you know, with most lenders, after we do a few example rounds, it becomes a lot clearer for me. So, yeah. let me see here. Now, I just have a note here. Let me see if I can find the section in the contract that I'm looking at. Okay, so, well, pardon me for one moment. I gotta read a few things.
No problem.
Okay. So, I'm now at Exhibit A, Addendum to Master Participation Agreement. I'm just looking at, it would be 21 of 27. Syndication schedule.
On the ISO agreement?
No.
I have the ISO. Are we done with the ISO agreement? Because that's the only one I have open right now.
Yeah, this is the syndication schedule. There's just a box with some blanks to be filled out. I'm just wondering what I need to fill out. And
give me 1 second. Let me pull that up. Mm-hmm. I do not have that in front of me. Hang tight for a second, and I will have that in front of me. And you said page 20, what was that?
21 of 27.
Okay, this is Exhibit A. Now, if you need these filled out, we can do that per deal. I don't do them unless you guys... But this is essentially a breakdown of your participation of the deal, your percentage, the deal name. This is the Exhibit A, which some companies enforce and make mandatory each deal on its own.
Uh-huh.
And for some companies do not, you know, if you don't need it filled out every single time, that's fine as well. And we can just, you know, fill it out. But ultimately, this is going to say, you know, the actual file name, the legal name, the DBA, the legal name, the contract amount funded, contract receivables, the RTR, the factor rate, okay, the daily percentage that we have on the contract, the actual daily weekly ACH amount, the estimated turn, the term of the deal, the referral fee, which is
5%
going to be paid commission wise. Residual referral fee, we don't hold back commission, so that's left blank. Administration fee, which is going to be the management fee. Percentage of the contract you're going to be taking. Amount to be funded. And then the, you know, this is your amount that's going to be funded. Then your amount paid back. Total investment amount due. This is going to be a breakdown. You know how I told you there's a 5% management fee plus the percentage of the commission? This is an actual, we can, if you guys require it, need it done per deal. Fill this out and send this over to you.
Yeah, well, I think that we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But, okay, I now know what this is for.
So the same, like, verbal breakdown I gave you, this is an actual, like, written out part.
Okay. Per deal. So now I'm looking at Exhibit B. On the next page, and I just see kind of page 23 or 27. There's the bank name. Is this just where we're filling in our banking information?
On page, hold on a second. I'm going to shrink this because I don't see anything on page 22. It's 23? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Addendum to master resistance. Checking account. This is your account information that you authorize us to ACH your account and take the funds out, so we can go ahead and actually, that's what I'm saying. For the first three deals that you guys will syndicate on, we request it being sent in because there is no relationship there. And in the past, when we've actually been told, yeah, debit the account, we've had, you know, unfortunately, it's really sad and unfortunate, and it always ends up in an ugly legal issue. We've had ISO stop payment on us.
Mm-hmm.
Not decide to participate after, like, they agreed to. And there were actually scenarios didn't want to do the deal, and the ISO said, we will go ahead and take 50% if you can put it through for us. So we agreed, and of course, they're like, please debit, we can't wire, no one can make it to the bank or log in. We funded the deal, we went ahead, we set up the payment on us the very next.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not something we were able to do.
Okay.
And we got screwed, and...
And now you have this procedure.
And now we make this setup. Yeah, now we make you send us the funds for the first time. It's not a reflection of you, and, you know, God forbid it should not be taken as a reflection of us. It's just, you know, learning from your past and making sure you don't get into the same trap again.
I understand that. Okay, so I'll just put in our account information, just a heads up. We have kind of like two different sales.
When you send over the, I mean...
Oh, go ahead.
Not to cut you off, I apologize for doing that. I'm really bad at that, though. So.
Yeah, no problem.
But
go ahead.
What I'm saying is, unless you're going to have a separate account for syndication, you can always just write in the email when you send back, use the same account you pay the commissions for syndication.
Okay, yeah, because we
work with have them separate. Some don't.
We do have two different bank accounts that we use for syndication. We have two sales offices, and so we like to kind of see how those two... We keep those banks separate for the two sales offices just to see how they perform. So I think we'll use our main bank account, but, you know, if we come across that situation down the line, I'll just give you a call and we'll work through it.
Not a problem. Listen, I'm here to take calls. If I'm not, Leah's here to take calls. I actually just sent her to a coworker's birthday call, because I'm on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go. So we will always make sure any questions or concerns, always we're here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not to pull the, you know, your typical, you know, cliche from one of your random TV shows, but, you know, we're here. We serve at the service of the president, you know. We make money when our ISOs are happy and they're, you know, taken care of. That's a fact.
Yeah, okay.
When it comes up morning, ISOs are happy, people are making money. You know, it's just a way of how you want to look at it.
Okay, cool. Next would be page 25 of 27, the supplements to master participation agreement. Accredited investor certification. I'm just a little bit confused what needs to be here.
This is, I guess, what category do you fall under? You know, where you have a lot of money, excess worth of $1 million, excess worth of $200,000, the bank, you know, defined section, securities.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to go with my boss. He'll be able to answer. He'll be able to answer this.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I can actually see, I recently received another ISO's agreement. Let me see if he even filled that part out, to be honest with you. Hang tight a second. Okay, so this was page 25, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did line 2. I think actually let's give me 1 second. Let's go down to line 6 because process organization. In our old agreement, I actually pulled up an old agreement. We used to have a line where it just gave you the option to be an ISO. You know, an ISO who wants to syndicate on their own deals. That used to exist. I'm sure one of these does allude to that setup where you're participating because it's your file. You know, the actual option here was independent sales, you know, organization or individual employed by an ISO, independent sales, you know, partner referral agreement with, you know, New Era Lending LLC. That used to be an option. They went away from it, but I'm sure if it's actually, like, read through, one of them has a similar breakdown. I personally have not read through that.
Okay.
They checked off the box for me. They just told me where to sign.
Okay. So I got the W-2 here. I have the pages that need to be signed and whatnot, and I'll probably be trying to get my boss to sign those later today. Do I need to send over, like, the entire packet, page for page, or just the pages that required signatures and information?
Ideally, it's best. I mean, ideally, listen, I'm not going to ask you to sit there. If you could, it would make our lives a lot easier. If you are just sending us the pages that need the initials and, you know, and need signatures, we can work with that as well. As long as we get the, you know, as long as we get them all properly signed, we do have a business void check. If, you know, from what you're saying, they're two separate void checks. We're going to need one for commissions or for syndication. That's also fine. We will need whoever is signing. We will need a copy of their driver's license. So a picture would probably be the best bet.
Okay. And you need a voided check too?
Yeah. Not a personal voided check, but
yeah.
I'm saying per, you know, if you need one for commissions, send the voided check for that. If you need one for syndication, send the voided check for that as well.
All right, yeah. I'll send you our main voided check for commission.
We can tackle the syndication when, you know, when it's time. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's perfect.
Exactly. You know, we haven't crossed that road yet. Okay, so I think that's pretty much all of my questions I have on the contracts for now. I'm going to go bring this up with my boss later today and walk him through kind of our discussion, see if he comes up with additional questions, which I'm sure
if
he will.
If you have any questions, you guys can call me. I mean, if you're in his office and he has questions, I will definitely, you know, give me a call. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably be the one giving you a call. I'm mostly in charge of the creating new relationships for the most part, as well as my coworker Amy, who've been reaching out to some new lenders. And you know, if there's a real pending question, my boss Dean may give you a call, but I expect to potentially be speaking
to you later
today. If
you're in the office with him, you can be asking the questions if he doesn't want to be. But you know, that's fine.
Okay.
If you want answers on the spot, do me a favor, give me a call. I'll answer that.
Okay. Well, I think that'll do it for now. I'm going to try and get him to sign these, and I may be calling you back either later today or tomorrow, but I anticipate these to be signed and us to have the ability to submit, you know, within by next week at the latest. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Same here. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, kind of what I'm thinking, just to give you an idea of what I'm thinking in terms of once you are signed on, we're just going to probably, you know, send you deals that would go to, like, our Ibises and our Everests and Knights, and, you know, we'd like to replace kind of them, and if we can work well and communicate like how we are now, it's definitely a possibility to just sop up their market share with us. That's fine. You know, they're not...
Hey, you know what? I'm all for it. And you know what? One thing I've learned is that, you know, with, like, I know much about Ibis, but, and I know also with Everest it could be hit and miss, but one beautiful thing about New Era that a lot of my ISOs have told me is the fact that you actually do have a dedicated rep. You will be on the phone with someone, you know exactly who you're talking to, it doesn't exist with the other guys, and that is something you will. Any questions, always feel free to give us a call, either myself or Leo will be more than happy to help you with any concerns you have.
All right. Cool stuff, Andy. Well, I'll be talking to you soon, and thanks for taking the time to discuss this contract with me.
No problem. You got it.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.